Starting a business is like embarking on an expedition into uncharted territory. The rewards can be extraordinary, but dangers lurk around every corner. A well-crafted business plan serves as both your map and compass on this journey. It's not just paperwork for bankers, it's the blueprint that transforms your entrepreneurial vision into a viable enterprise. Before writing a single word, ask yourself two fundamental questions. What do you truly want from your business, both financially and personally? And what specific feature of your product or service gives you an edge over competitors? Your answers will form the foundation of everything that follows. The most effective business plans embody five essential qualities. First, clarity. Use simple language, avoid cramming multiple ideas into single sentences, and ensure logical flow. Remember that your reader is likely busy and judging your business acumen by how clearly you express yourself. Second, brevity. Repeatedly prune your content until only the essentials remain. Third, logic. Facts and ideas must follow a coherent sequence. Fourth, truth. Overstating your case might seem tempting, but ultimately undermines your credibility. Finally, precision. Back your words with exact figures whenever possible. Bankers and investors think numerically, and quantification lends credibility to your assertions. Cash is king in business for good reason. A cash flow forecast maps your monthly income and expenditures to determine business solvency. Unlike profitability forecasts, cash flow tracks actual money movement. A business can be profitable yet cash hungry if growth requires reinvestment, or maintain positive cash flow while losing money. Creating a cash flow forecast sharpens your business thinking by revealing how decisions affect your bank balance. When building it, start with predictable payments like rent, loans, and wages. Add guaranteed receipts like grants, then variable overheads such as utilities and advertising. Finally, enter sales projections based on market research, accounting for likely slow initial periods. Include a small contingency fund, about 2.5% of turnover, for unexpected issues. A break-even analysis, showing how many units you must sell to cover fixed costs, provides crucial insight into viability. Consider one entrepreneur who requested a 500 overdraft facility but aimed never to exceed 250, demonstrating foresight in preparing for crises. This prudent planning can mean the difference between survival and failure during a cash crunch. Successful entrepreneurs conduct systematic market research rather than relying on gut feelings or friends' encouragement. Your research must determine who your potential customers are, their numbers in your target area, what they'll pay, and your competitors' strengths and weaknesses. Consider Nicola, who inherited a grocery shop and spent 3 months evaluating market sustainability through foot traffic analysis, customer surveys, and demographic studies before further investment. Similarly, Robert and Deirdre visited 30 potential commercial customers before buying an electrical store, discovering local businesses needed emergency repairs, leading to their profitable 24-hour response service. Research requirements vary by business type. A left-handed snooker cue manufacturer researched left-handedness statistics, canvassed snooker clubs, and analyzed competitors. They found 11% of regular players were left-handed, while only 2% of available equipment served them, revealing a significant opportunity. Their research consistently showed convenience factors often matter more to customers than price. What convenience might your customers value most? Unless you're exceptionally wealthy with an established market, you can't control the entire business process. Successful small business owners concentrate resources where they create most value, manufacturing while outsourcing sales, or selling while contracting production. Management requires balancing market-led and design-led approaches, attending to both exciting aspects and mundane but vital operations. After creating your business plan, vigilantly monitor your progress. Three key daily figures reveal business health: bank balance, money owed by debtors, and money owed to creditors. Tracking these against projections helps identify concerning trends before they become crises. As your business grows, balance internal supervision with external networking. While customer relationships are crucial, excessive external focus can lead to operational neglect. Maintain a daily timesheet to ensure attention across all business aspects, especially those seemingly boring areas where problems often hide. In small business, every decision stops with you. Small businesses have multiple financing pathways available. Government-backed loans provide capital without personal collateral, though at higher interest rates. Share capital comes as ordinary shares, direct ownership with voting rights, preference shares, fixed dividends with priority, and convertible shares, transformable into ordinary shares at predetermined times. Many entrepreneurs resist external equity investment, fearing dilution and loss of control. This overlooks a crucial point. Equity partners share both upside potential and downside risk, while lenders must be paid regardless of business performance, a valuable feature during challenging periods. Real-world examples demonstrate effective approaches. An electrical company attracted $200,000 from 15 customers as investors through tax-beneficial schemes while maintaining control. A manufacturing business secured $75,000 through a guaranteed loan scheme for equipment expansion without ownership dilution. Each financing method requires evaluation of terms, costs, and control implications. The key is finding financing that aligns with your business model, growth plans, and comfort with debt versus equity. Economic cycles have existed since ancient times, despite political claims to have abolished them. Small business owners must recognize their position in the current cycle. Starting during a boom's peak is risky, as sales decline while costs and interest rates rise. Businesses launched during downturns face better prospects if they can initially survive. In normal cycles, expect about 2.5 years each of hard work, profitable expansion, good profits past the peak, and downturn. Prudent planning includes paying off equipment debt by mid-cycle, maintaining strong cash flow, and ensuring business debts remain significantly less than floating assets before downturns. To minimize layoffs during downturns, structure compensation with more performance-based pay that can be reduced before terminations become necessary. Consider hiring older workers who might naturally retire by the downturn. Avoid unnecessary commitments and resist lifestyle expansion while carrying business debt. The Jaguar syndrome, premature executive perks, has sunk many promising ventures. Diversify your customer base to avoid dependency on a few large accounts that could devastate your business during a recession. The essential virtue for entrepreneurs is courage, the willingness to take calculated risks amid uncertainty. This courage must pair with meticulous planning and market assessment. Successful entrepreneurs balance optimism with pragmatism, passion with discipline, and vision with detail. Self-employed individuals embrace both courage and personal responsibility, answering directly for their outcomes. This accountability extends to employees, customers, and community impact. Unlike corporate employees, entrepreneurs can't defer decisions upward or blame others for poor results. The entrepreneurial journey can be isolating. Building a network of advisors, from experienced accountants to industry associations, becomes essential for success. A good accountant serves beyond number crunching as a trusted business advisor who helps diagnose problems and identify opportunities. Transforming your business idea into reality requires proper planning, detailed market research, realistic financial forecasting, and careful cash flow management. Your business plan isn't just a document, it's the foundation upon which you'll build something remarkable.